Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today.
Howdy ho, degenerinos. Welcome to episode 358 of the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This episode is dedicated to stenozolol. Stenozolol. Look it up. It's an anabolic steroid. This goes out to you'll, if it's an inside joke, you'll understand it. We're talking about PFL, all right? Now everyone laugh. Ha ha ha. All right. Thanks for coming to the show. As I mentioned, this is one of our non-UFC episodes. This is all about the PFL, who, as I mentioned, once again, as I hinted to last episode, they're limping into week two of their regular season. PFL 4 is coming up. We'll explain why they're limping in. Let's bring in the mastermind behind this, the man who's going to give you all the winning picks, one and only Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
I was on the bottom of the Tapology page for this one. Yep. And let me tell you something. It's really funny. listen to this. Alejandro Flores versus Marlon Moraes. Flores withdrew from the fight. That fight's canceled. Jocko was supposed to fight Ty Flores. Jocko failed a drug test. Mofid Kabilev is supposed to fight Daniel Torres. Torres failed the drug test. Tiago Santos is supposed to fight Mohamed Fakhreddin. Both of those guys failed drug tests. Rob Wilkinson was supposed to fight Will Fury. Will Fury failed the drug test. But then the good news, Ty Flores could fight Rob Wilkinson because their opponents both failed drug tests. But then Wilkinson also failed the drug test. So on this card alone, 6 failed drug tests, yep, and 6 canceled fights, including one fight that had 2 guys both fail their drug tests.
Yes, sir. And there's more coming up, right? In future weeks. It's not like,
oh yeah, because this didn't hit the heavyweight division, because the heavyweight division also is in disrepair.
Imagine that. Big guys use steroids or illegal substances. Weird, eh?
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah, this was a nightmare to say the least for the PFL. Especially with, it's not like it's just normal fight cards. They try to have people locked in like for the season format. And
we are gonna get somebody win this season. That's like, I don't mean to make fun of anybody who's in PFL, because like if you're one of these replacement guys, like this is your moment. Like I'm really happy for you to get here and now suddenly have a chance at $1 million. Weirdly, but we're also going to get like Andrew Sanchez is going to win $1 million, or Jordan Heiderman is going to win $1 million. And that to me, it's a little silly.
Yep. It's a little silly. Yeah. So they are in Atlanta, Georgia this week. Hopefully the drug testing in Georgia is not quite so stringent, or hopefully everyone's behaving themselves now. So we're going to be talking about PFL 4, which is the second round of their regular season. They have 2 regular season fights, and then they have points and all that type of stuff. And then they have playoffs after that. And eventually someone wins $1 million at every weight class. So before We do all that. I'm going to tell you a way that you can help. Maybe build your bankroll up to $1 million. It's Edge Boost. This episode is supported by Edge Boost. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be extremely valuable tool. Imagine what you can do with an increased bankroll. Get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for months. That's what you can do. Double down on a favorite bout you like, or even use it to create an awesome middle or even a hedge on your bets. EdgeBoost isn't some sleazy loan shark, as they charge zero interest. Do you know of a way you can access more money to place on your favorite bets without paying any interest or getting arrested? I added that part. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up. That is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. You must be 21 years or older to use. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. PFL, they did have a gambling issue also.
I forgot about that.
Have trouble. Yeah, we forgot about that already. Now they have a drug issue. All the sins they're hitting. All right, PFL 4 regular season is what they're calling this. Catchy name. It is happening on Thursday. That's one positive. PFL runs during the week, which is fun for us to gens. All right, so it's this Thursday coming up, which will be the 8th of June. 6:30 p.m. Eastern time is the start time. It's on ESPN in the U.S., prelims ESPN+. And it is going down in the Overtime Elite Arena in Atlanta, GA, in a cage, 12 fights this week, at least tournament-wise. We're dealing with the featherweights and the light heavyweights on the fight card. And Gumby is picked through the rubble of the fight card and picked...
all the main card ones.
Okay, good.
I didn't get too choosy here.
Actually, we're going to start with this one. Says prelims, but I don't see why they would put Chris Wade on the prelims. But Topology has the list as a prelim. Chris Wade,
that one is on the prelims.
Weird, right? Ryoji Kudo at featherweight, 3 5-minute rounds. We will tell you about Kudo first. He's 11-5-1, 7 knockouts. He's been submitted once, only time he has been stopped in 17 fights, 1-3 in the PFL. He's lost 2 straight fights and one. He's only won 1 of his last 5. He made it to the 2022 semifinals, though, of the tournament. He went 2-0 in 1 championship, which is the biggest promotion in the world, as we all know. He used to fight at lightweight. He's 6 years younger than Wade. He's got inch reach on him, plus 210. Chris Wade, the Long Island killer. It's something, as I mentioned before, you should not be advertising. He's 22-9, 2 knockouts, 5 submissions, never been finished in a fight. 10-6 in the PFL. He's lost 2 straight fights. Before that, he won 2 straight. All right, he has an extensive career here in the PFL. 2022 and 2021, he made it. Start over. 2022, last year, he made it to the semis. 2021, he made it to the finals of the tournament. 2019, he made it to the semis. 2018, he made it to the semis. So he's always placing pretty high in these tournaments. Before all this, he was 5-2 in the UFC. He used to fight at lightweight. He's a regional champion, or was a regional champion. He also was in World Series of Fighting, where he went 0-1. 2011 was his pro MMA debut. He's 2 inches taller than Kudo, and he's at minus 270.
Do you know the 2 guys he lost to in the UFC before he left?
I saw good people names. I can't remember who, though.
It was Rustam Khabilov, the quite good Russian wrestler, and Islam Makhachev. Those are guys to lose to.
Is Kudo a quite good Russian wrestler?
He's not those things.
Well.
Also, by the way, this fight got replaced by Bubba Jenkins versus Sunshine Binjo on the main card. So that's the this was originally on the main card. That one flopped in. Here's my very simple, maybe overly simple breakdown. Ryoji Kudo loses to guys who can wrestle. That's the bottom line. He loses to guys who can wrestle. And guess what? Chris Wade can wrestle. He wrestles quite well. But if you look at Ryoji Kudo, the dude is 1-4 in his last 5 fights. He's lost to Movlid Khabibulev, good-ass wrestler. Bubba Jenkins, good wrestler. He lost to Brennan Lognane, who's a good enough striker. But if you watch that fight, Kudo actually puts him down with a right hand. And then Lognane starts getting the wrestling going. And then I think that one ends on an eye poke, technical decision. And then Kiyosuke Sasu, who's also got some decent wrestling. Who he lost to in Shudo. So, like, if you can wrestle, you beat this guy. And Chris Wade can wrestle. I think Chris Wade's probably I am really hating having to handicap these ones and give you guys the odds, because it's going to sound like such a bummer. Chris Wade should probably be -350. That's what I'm going to say. -350.
I gave you a number, though, bud. He's at -270.
Oh, you have numbers?
I have numbers.
Oh, man, I tuned you right the hell out. I tuned you right the hell out. -270 is actually a good number.
Understandable.
Get Chris Wade now.
Get him now.
He should be -400, if I'm being honest. -270 is a good number on Chris Wade. Yeah, give me Chris Wade.
You don't know the lines. Okay, I'm going to make you guess the lines then. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, so I was close, by the way, on the first one. -2. That's not bad.
Because people have made money off you guessing the line. So let's see what we can do with the next one. Light heavyweights main card, Josh Silveira versus Dillon Monte.
I got some Monte on this line.
Yep. Monte, 9-4, 6 knockouts, 3 submissions. So he's finished everyone. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. 1-3 in the PFL. He's lost 2 straight fights. He did make it to the 2022 semifinals, and he is a regional champ. I won't give you numbers yet. Silveira, the son of the legendary Conan Silveira, one of the heads of ATT. 10-1, the youngster is. 3 knockouts, 6 submissions, never been finished in a fight. 3-1 in the PFL. Won his last fight via submission. He made it to 2022 semis as well. He has multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. What else can I tell you about him? Used to fight at middleweight. He's got inch of height, inch of reach on Monte. All right. What do you think the line's going to be?
Silveira, -350.
Silveira, -600, sadly.
Oh, Monte, my God.
Monte, +425. Yep, 600 and 425.
That's a bummer, but there's a reason you pick Silveira. -600?
Yep. Yeah, that's
all right. So I'm just going to tell you, this is, don't get me wrong, I think Silveira is going to win this. I'm going to pick Silveira. I think it's really wild to me that the difference in the Chris Wade to Josh Silveira line is this big.
Yeah.
Like they should, like I guess they were both at -350. I believe that. They're both -350 to -400 type guys. -600 is way too big. I'm still going to pick him. I think he's probably the front runner for the 205 pound season now, either him or Ty Flores.
Who's with
him and Ty Flores are legit. Like Ty Flores is a legit fighter, man. He's first of all, he's already beat Dillon Monte. He was a dog pick that I had last PFL. Go round where I said pick him against De La Monte. And he's like a very legit dude. He's only lost recently to George Tokos or to Dustin Jacoby. And then you got to go way back to like his early fights with Jeff Neal in order to find another loss. So like he's a very legit wrestler. He trains with super good dudes at Elevation. And he was supposed to fight Jocko and Wilkinson here. Now he's going to fight Dan Spahn. Like, I know we're not supposed to be talking about Ty Flores. It's a different prelim. Ty Flores, Josh Silveira should be the finals now that all those other guys are out of the way. So I'm going to pick Silveira here, but I wouldn't be putting him in a parlay at -600. It's just not going to add that much value to you.
All right. There you have it. Let's try to get some value in the next fight then, shall we? What are we going to do next? We're doing another light heavyweight fight for you. Martin Hamlet, Sam Kai. Is that how you say his last name, Kai?
Yes, I believe so.
I assume so. All right, Kai, K9 is the nickname. 8-7 with 4 knockouts. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. 0-2 in the PFL. He's lost 2 straight fights. Before that, he won 2 straight. He's not won a fight, since April of 2021. His multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Used to fight at heavyweight, 2012 pro MMA debut. Hamlet, the dark horse, 11-4, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, submitted twice. So he's been finishing all of his losses. 5-3 in the PFL. He's won 2 straight fights, last one via submission. He's 2 inches taller than Kai. What's this number?
-1,000.
-1,250 for Hamlet.
I undershot it at -1,000.
Yep, you did. And I already put you down for Hamlet, so I guess that's who you're taking.
Yeah, obviously. Look, I mean, like, dude, I don't know what Kai's doing in these seasons. I don't mean to be mean, but like, this is
he's
a
not
guy.
Even a replacement guy. Is
no,
he?
No, they've had him in them. This is a guy who'd get beat by 95% of LFA light heavyweights. Like everybody in LFA would beat this guy up. Like if you look at all of his wins, like they're against bad fighters, like very bad fighters, and he's lost to some not good guys. Like if you go back and you look at one of his last loss before he got to PFL, he lost to this guy named Murat Ali Kashabov. He was 2-2 when he beat him.
What was that name again?
His name was Murat Ali Kashabov.
Okay. I like how you said it. That's all. Go ahead.
Yeah. And he was 2-2 when he beat Kai. And then they're like, sign Kai up for PFL, run him against Marthine Hamlet, which like, here's the other thing about Hamlet, dude. Like, Hamlet's really good. Like, Hamlet had beat light heavyweights in the UFC. He's got really good work on the ground. He just tapped out Mohamed Fakhreddin. He lost last season to Josh Silvera. He lost the season before that to Antonio Carlos Jr. He like clearly has some issues with like guys who can wrestle a little bit and who can throw hands. But like, he's a good wrestler. He's really good at jiu-jitsu. He's got a nice arm triangle. Like, you know, he's really tough. And they put him in there with just like a dude who just doesn't belong. So, man, dude, this is, I feel so bad. I don't like doing big ass chalky cards like this, but like, yeah, chalk, give me chalk.
You got to pick winners. You have no choice. Let me tell you about the SGPN app. If you can still get in it, we have an NBA Finals and a Stanley Cup Final contest going on right now. The free contest enter, you got to enter exclusively on the SGPN app, so make sure you download that. It's serious props and game props contests with a $100 SGPN gift card up for grabs for each contest. So download our app, the SGPN app, today. Even if you can't enter the contest, download the app, keep it on your phone, because we are always giving away good stuff and with contests and whatnot.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right, what are we moving to next? Co-main event time. Yes. Mavlib, Khabibulaev.
Khabibulaev.
Really? Khabibulaev? Yeah, all right. Tyler Diamond. Diamond. Tyler Diamond. It's featherweights. It's 3 5-minute rounds. Diamond, 12-2, 5 knockouts, 2 submissions, never been finished in a fight. He's taking this fight on short notice. He was 1-1 in the PFL. He did lose his last fight. That was back in June of 2021. He was 0-1 in the UFC, 1-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. Is a regional champ or was a regional champ. An inch taller than Khabibulaev. I've seen him fight before. I should know the name. Plus 550. He's a killer, Khabibulaev is. 20.
You didn't make me guess, huh?
Ah, crap. Okay, forget I said that. You don't pay attention anyway. Killer Khabibulaev, 20-0-1 with 1 no contest, 6 knockouts, 2 submissions. He's 8-0-1 with 1 no contest in the PFL. He was a 2021 champion of the PFL. He's won six straight fights. He went 1-0 in one championship. That means Supplin. He's fought at lightweight, 2011 pro MMA debut, inch of reach on diamond. What's the number on the killer, Dan?
Well, if the other one is -550, I'm going to say
don't
negative
do math. Just guess.
What negative, you guess? -800.
-750. Yeah, is that what you're going to guess? -800?
No, I probably would have guessed a little bit lower.
Okay.
I'm going to say this though. If you're looking at this chalky S card and you're like, why should I watch this? It's Thursday. Bad MMA. It's one-sided MMA. I got to give myself something to be excited about. Bet Tyler Diamond.
Are you picking him?
I'll pick it.
Not officially.
Yeah, yeah.
You I'll are?
Yeah, I'll take him.
Wow.
I'll take 550 Tyler Diamond.
All right, tell him why.
The value's there in that, like, dude, Tyler Diamond's a really good wrestler. Like, I think people forget how good of a wrestler Tyler Diamond is. And not that, like, Khabib isn't also a good wrestler, but, like, Khabib's undefeated, but, like, there are things that, like, I sometimes say, like, he lost a split decision to Loughnane. And, like, you know, like, he had trouble with Lance Palmer occasionally. He lost to Daniel Pineda. That fight got overturned because Daniel Pineda tested positive, but Daniel Pineda kicked his head off in, like, 29 seconds. So this is a guy who's good, but not flawless. You know, his record says flawless because that fight got overturned to a no contest, but, like, he's not flawless. Tyler Diamond is low-key a great wrestler. Go back to his fight with Bryce Mitchell when he was in the UFC, because Tyler Diamond, for those of you who don't remember, was a tough finalist, fought Bryce Mitchell in the finale, or not a finalist. That was not a fin. It was just a finale fight those two were in. And he took Bryce Mitchell down 3 out of 4 times. 3 out of 4 times Bryce Mitchell got taken down by Tyler Diamond, which is pretty damn impressive. Bryce Mitchell's a good-ass grappler, and he stuffed 7 out of 10 takedowns from Bryce Mitchell. If you look at the control time in that fight, Bryce Mitchell on top for 2 minutes. Tyler Diamond on top for more than 8 minutes. Now, somehow he loses that fight. It winds up going majority decision to Bryce Mitchell. But I'm telling you, this guy can grapple. So at 550, do you want to, like, dig in on a guy who let's be real, his path to victory, probably lay and pray in a little bit. But, like, I'm fine with taking, especially on a chalky ass card like this, where, like, you're going to, if you take all the favorites and they all win, you're going to win 31 cents. I'll take a stab on the best underdog on this card, or at least the best underdog on this main card, and that's Tyler Diamond.
All right, there you go. You felt weird picking a favorites, didn't you? You had to get.
I had to find some value there. And then when you read 550, I really thought he was going to be like, I thought he was going to be like -280 or +280, maybe +300. And then I would have been like, maybe. But +550, there's value.
There you go. Main event time. Brendan Loughnane, the champion versus, he's fighting Jesus, Dan. Or Jesus, excuse me. Jesus Pinedo. This is featherweight. 3 5-minute rounds. Pinedo, El Mudo is the nickname. Do you know what that means? M-U-D-O.
Is it Mudo or Mundo?
M-U-D-O. No M. No N.
No N. So Mundo. No. Mundo means the world, but I don't know El Mudo.
The mute.
Oh.
Is his nickname. So I guess he's quiet. Sure. He's 20-6-1 as a pro. 11 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 0-1 in the PFL. He's gone 4-5 over his last 4-1, excuse me, over his last 5, including losing his last fight. He went 1-1 in the UFC, used to fight at lightweight, was regional champion, 2013 pro MMA debut, 7 years younger than Loughnane, 2 inches taller, 4 inches reach on him, plus, I'm not going to tell you, Loughnane, I stopped myself in time. Loughnane, 27. He's the underdog, okay? There you go. Spoiler. Loughnane, 27.
I knew that.
I think. Even I knew that. Loughnane is 27-4, 15 knockouts, 1 submission, never been finished in a fight. 9-1 in the PFL. He is the reigning champion of the promotion. He's won 5 straight fights and 12 of 13. Last 2 wins have come via TKO. Was a regional champion as well. Used to fight at lightweight. 0-1 in the UFC. 1-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. 1-0 in the Contender Series. Dana White hates him for some reason. 2010 pro MMA debut. What are we getting him at? Minus what?
400, 425, 500.
You're right on. I'm right on track. -500, +375 for Pinedo.
And I'll take Loughnane. This matchup right here is probably the one thing that keeps me from really loving the PFL. Like, I have this feeling about the PFL. Like, if you want to tell me what the schedule is ahead of time, like, Loughnane's first fight is against this guy, his second fight's against this guy, and you want to tell me that all ahead of time, I'm in. If you want to let them fight and then match them up afterwards based on skill, like, if you want to say, okay, Loughnane won his first fight, give me somebody else who won their first fight and make him work, I'm in on that too. But for some reason, they don't tell us what's happening ahead of time. Then Loughnane wins his first fight, is clearly on his way to, like, winning the season again. And they give him a guy who lost. You know, like, Pinedo is coming off of, like, a shitty loss. And, like, what are we doing here? Why are we not challenging the guys? You know, like, he ain't gonna hang. His only win in the UFC was against that guy who had the exploding testicle. Do you remember that?
That guy.
Yeah, Devin Powell.
It wasn't me, so.
Devin Powell.
Yeah.
His ball exploded when Joe Lauzon kneed him in the balls. It exploded. It ruptured. Ruptured testicle. There's your short name for this episode. Ruptured testicle.
Okay. Let me write it down. We probably used it before, but.
But look, yeah. Like, look, Pineda's not faster than him. He's not sharper than him on the feet. And the reason I don't know why Dana White hates this guy. He hates him because he shot a late takedown and he's got low key.
Oh yeah. Good, right. We talked about this before.
He's got low key good grappling. Right. You know, he actually,
he's not a killer, Dan, but he shot beat a takedown, not a killer.
He beat a guy who they put in the UFC. Which is, it's funny as hell. So yeah, like, look, he's going to absolutely go out there and he's going to piece him up on the feet, and even if he has trouble on the feet, he's going to shoot a takedown and win. So yeah, give me Loughnane. The -500, not pretty, but yeah, he should win this fight with no problem.
There you go. All right, let's recap quickly Gumby's picks, as my laptop is almost out of juice here. Loughnane as a big favorite, Diamond as a big underdog. I think he just took that because he felt pressured to take an underdog, but anyhow, he told you why, so I guess it's not true. Hamlet as a outrageously huge favorite, Silvera as a very big favorite as well, and then Wade as probably the value play of the night. Oh, -270. You want to make that one your double down value play of the edge boost, double down play of the day, Dan?
No, I'm going to give you an edge boost, double down play of the day. All right. Don't have the odds though, so you're going to have to give me the odds as I tell you.
Okay, one second.
Because I'm picking up a prelim fighter who I saw and I'm guessing is an underdog, and you're going to have to fill me in on. My edge boost double down play of the day on this one is going to be Taylor Johnson. Do you have the line on Taylor Johnson?
Yeah, one sec. I'll see. Actually, there. No, that's the wrong year. Let me get the right year. Johnson, we're looking for. Yes, +120.
Yeah, I knew he was going to be a dog. Yeah, I knew he was going to be a dog. That's perfect. He shouldn't be a dog. He's going to beat Andrew Sanchez. He comes from a wrestling background, great submission skills, better gas tank than Andrew Sanchez. I think Andrew Sanchez is going to have a terrible time from him. So my edge boost double down play of the day is going to be Taylor Johnson +120. Remember, the edge boost enables you to bet or double your bet. No interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge and get in on Taylor Johnson +120.
There you go. An extra bonus pick for you. Perfect. All right. We'll be back on Wednesday. We got the UFC to cover, a pay-per-view. So a so-called pay-per-view. We're going to cover this coming week for you. Until then, the Discord is sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Get in there. Have fun with us. Twitter, SGPNMMA, and Gumby Vreeland and Jeff Fox Writer. He's got Todd Turtle MMA podcast, which can drop and get in your ear holes middle of the week, most weeks. Do you know who's on it this week? Are we going to keep it a secret or what?
No, joining me this week is Blake Builder. Who's a great interview. Guy's got a lot of spunk. And then also I'm talking to Adam Fugit, who is on the pay-per-view main card. Going to be in a really exciting fight, fresh off of a really big upset victory over Kinoshita.
Fantastic. So listen to that. Did I tell you about my spot? MoneyMMA.substack.com. That's the place to be. Get a subscription. you can get a paid one, $24 for a full year, or $5 a month, or get a free one and get basically about half of my stuff with the free one. But you can enter my Pick'em contest with the free subscription. So check out everything over at moneyevermade.substack.com. And all things Sports Gambling Podcast is at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And now Gumby's going to bid you farewell.
I'm David Gumby Freeland. He's the Dark Horse Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.